Blog Talk Radio.
Whoops. Wrong one. Well, welcome everyone to Psychic Reading Sunday with your host Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Moderator is Miss Nina, and she also will be assisting with the calls. If you have questions, she'll try and help you. If not, she'll forward you on to me. If you desire a more in-depth reading with me, you want to go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, theessenceofsuccess.com. And right off, I want to thank a lot of you. Man, I had a lot of calls last week from the show. People called in for more in-depth readings off my website, so I just want to tell you everybody thank you, and I hope that I'm helping you. And also today we have Brenda with us, so as well, you know, Brenda does numerology, but she has her psychic intuitive as well, so she's also a blessing and a help for me. I don't have any announcements other than the 12th yesterday was the full moon. So let me tell you about this full moon.
It's the Mead moon, and it's the one that is like the big culmination of the previous year's work. So this is the moon where you should see all the results of what you've been putting into your life. If you haven't done a lot of sowing, you may not have as much reaping.
Okay. So
remember
that.
Is what they call it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, also to let people know, it's 20 degrees of Capricorn. The full moon is yesterday, so Capricorn is a very cautious sign, so you may be uncertain or confused about the successful outcome of a current or future endeavor that you have been planning. And Brenda just told you, what you seed, you will receive. So think about that. If you've been wondering about if your idea will pay off, will it lead to something more permanent or enduring, or could it last a lifetime? How much extra time and effort and money will it take to become successful? What are the risks? So just try to be true to your feelings and follow your heart. You will gain by presenting your ideas and getting feedback from others. Two heads sometimes are better than one. Through collaboration, you can gain confidence and get help. Remember, Brenda just told you that. So the only basic uncertainty at this time is money. Will there be enough to make a dream come true? You may find out closer to month's end when Saturn goes direct in Scorpio and Mars joins in there. In the meantime, the full moon in Capricorn will highlight your career and your public reputation. So Capricorn also denotes those who have worked very hard, as Brenda said, you reap what you sow, and have a good education or lots of experience and a good track record of performance and reliability. So if you are well qualified and respected in the community, your future is certain. Just a little add to Brenda's. Validation for me today, folks. I picked Germany to win the World Soccer Championship. Hello! Germany won. Woo, 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 woo. I feel so good. That was validation. I knew Germany was going to get it. Anyway, that makes me happy. What else? I think that's it. If there's not any other messages, we start with a prayer, and then we'll begin our readings. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. That which is sent to us, it is not for our highest good, be returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. All right, without further ado, let's begin our readings. And our first caller up is area code 313.
Hi,
313,
how are
you? You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Who's this?
Sherelle.
Okay, Sherelle. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, okay. What can we answer for you today? And Brenda's on the line with us as well. So what can we
answer
Brenda. For you? What's your question?
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Sherelle.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. I was wondering what is coming up for me.
In what perspective?
All areas.
Okay. I can only do one question. You want romance, jobs, what? Give me
jobs.
On jobs, okay.
Yes.
You're going to be switching soon.
I hope so.
Well, I see a change coming up.
Oh, do you know when?
August.
I hope you're applying because I'm getting an impression of a couple of months. So it's in the next 2 months. But the first thing, even before you said job, that came into my head is your career. So it pointed to your career first before you said anything. So, of course, I had to wait because it's your question. But, yeah, it seems like you're getting ready to transition.
You know, like in what area? I mean, with Kai?
I get the month of August and south from where you live, the job, south of wherever that you live right now. I don't know what Brenda's picking up.
Well, have you applied at hospitals? Or are you in some kind of training for that?
I have been applying to hospitals.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah, no, I really want to work at a hospital. But I don't have my license for a CNA or any type of medical or whatever to help people. So that's why I'm kind of setting me back.
Like central services where you clean instruments or you pick the trust me, it's really good for you to get into the hospital anywhere.
Yeah.
That's an advantage for you right now.
And I really want to. I believe that's my calling.
Well, don't worry about being picky because usually hospitals will help fund your education. So even if you get into central services or if you get into the cafeteria or if you start doing some, work on the, in the office, just
a receptionist,
anything, unit assistant is one. And a lot of hospitals try to say they're requiring more, but just get in there. There's something about that for you.
Okay. And one of y'all say August and the other say what time?
Well, I'm just saying in the next two months. She said August.
Well, I hope it's soon.
But your job right now should be applying at all the hospitals in your area.
Okay. That's what I've been, some of them I've been applying, where I've been applying for front desk or receptionist and stuff like that.
Just apply for everything that you think anything
you're qualified
possible.
For. It, yeah,
because
you want to get your foot in the door.
Yeah, that's right too.
Anyway, that's what I picked up for that for you, Sherelle.
Yeah, Sherelle, that's... No, I'm in agreement with Brenda. I didn't pick up anything else. That was it for your job. Yep.
Oh.
So you're doing
okay.
Good. You're on the right path. You're on the right path. Continue on.
I try to be.
You'll be
oh,
fine.
You are. Yep.
Thank
you'll be
you.
Fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Sherelle, for calling, and you have a wonderful day today.
You are.
All right.
That was
Thank
caller
you.
One.
Okay.
Okay, I want to announce, too, that every ninth caller, we'll try and do as many people as we can today. Every ninth caller will receive 1 hour free reading from me. If you would like Brenda to be included, that can be, too. The value is $60 for me with both of us, $120. So I'm just letting you know. It's a,
I'm sorry, folks. I mean, I appreciate that this is sort of like time for me because I also have a bunch of other stuff I have to do. But
Yeah. But you
have to
will
catch
reach me
on the Sunday when I'm available here. But you,
okay.
you're going to the master with Lennis anyway, so.
Okay, let's go. Oh, why did I do that? Area code 856, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hello.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you two doing?
Good.
Terrific.
Great. I was
Any
wondering
question?
If you, okay. So I was wondering if you could tell me whether or not circumstances financially will allow me to purchase a two-bedroom house that I'm interested in this year.
Yeah, you will. You got to get the 20% down. You will, but it's like it's not just your money. You get somebody else to help you so you have the money to put down on the house. And that's what I'm seeing. It looks like a woman. I don't know if it's a sister or aunt, but they help you with either $5,000 or $10,000 more so you have your 20% to put down. Yes, it is a possibility this year. And looks like in the autumn or the fall.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Why
I
did you say wow? Huh?
I don't know who the woman would be, though.
Well, the first thing that came up was delay for me, and for what anyway, not for me, but is delay. And I don't know if it's, even if... I don't know if you can have everything together and then the title company misplaces something, or it's just, it's going to be an annoying little delay. It's not like a serious one. So that's a good thing. In other words, be very patient. Huh?
Do you have a timing around that? If there's a delay, does it put me into December?
Well, quite honestly, the first thing that I saw was at the very end of the year. So Lennis, saying, you know, all that work, it might be before December, but I just, the delay, when I heard delay, I thought, where is that? And it just said the very end of the year. So, I mean, you might be there for Christmas, but you might possibly be there for Halloween. You know, I mean, if you're keyed in and you want to be there for Thanksgiving, and, you know, something keeps happening, just try to be patient. Don't make the situation worse by getting super, don't go into a rage about it. Just go ahead and trust the universe on that one.
Okay. The circumstances I was referring to was job. Would the job be there financially for me to be able to sustain this purchase?
I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter. You got to delay. It doesn't matter. Whatever your job situation, whatever, whether someone steps in or not, you're going to have a delay, but it seems to me like you're popping on in there before the end of the year.
Oh, great. Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're
don't
welcome,
do anything
Laura.
To harm
have a
it.
Wonderful week.
Yeah.
You too. Yeah.
Take care, Laura.
Okay. Area code 256, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Doing great. What's your question for us?
Yeah,
I already know.
You already know. Okay.
Maybe not. Anyway. Come on with it. What did you say?
Well, my question is, I've been doing a little writing and a little acting, and I'm just wondering, will this pan out, or public speaking pan out in the entertainment industry?
Okay, I don't know.
You got to present a product if you're going to be doing speeches and lectures, right? So what's the product that you're presenting? That's what we need to ask. Will your product will be accepted as you go around? Or are you speaking for your job?
Okay, because what's your name again?
You're asking me if you're going to be successful in this, going around the country speaking to people or lecturing them. I need to know, what are you going to be doing? What's the product that you're going to be doing that will enable?
Right now I'm just going through the process of learning how to speak publicly and to sharpen my skills. I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm not presenting right now.
Yeah, she's not.
Oh, okay.
But now, and your name again?
Kimberly.
That's right, Kimberly. Okay. Well, now, Kimberly, I'm going to be honest with what I'm feeling, okay? So don't take any negative about it. The first thing that came into my mind when your name came up, it wasn't about your career. Like, there's some guy or something in your head.
I don't know who he is
or what he's doing to affect your career, your focus, but you're unfocused is what I'm getting. And I will say this, as far as your career, it'll keep working at it, but you're going to have to really rein your focus in. I mean, even though we get into relationships, right, they can't take up all of our attention to the point where we negate, you know, our personal, you know, hygiene, our family and our friends and all that. And I'm not saying you're doing that, but there's some guy, I don't know if he's trying to keep your attention on him or if you just happen to start, I can't tell if you just started a relationship with him, but he's looming. There's some guy looming. And your focus gets split. So, the other thing that came to me is, like, she has to be really serious if this is really what she wants to do. And until you get really serious, like, disciplined, then it's not going to really pop for you till you go there.
Okay.
Do you understand me?
Yes, I do understand you. But I don't have any, I'm not in any type of relationship.
And there's no guy friend or no guy that's always around or hovering in your life?
No.
What about in your mind? Because we're both picking it up. So we're picking it up off your spirit.
There's
something there you're not saying.
Wait, let her say it. What did you say, Kimberly?
Go ahead, Kimberly.
Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead, sweetie.
Go ahead, Kimberly.
Now, I was going to say I ended a relationship in April because he didn't treat me right, and it was over. So other than that, I've just been dating myself.
And he's not coming around or calling around or nothing?
He called, and I told him to stop calling me, and he hadn't called me back since.
That's been a month or two?
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay,
Kimberly.
Then stay focused, Kimberly. Get really serious about writing. Start writing. I mean, there's a lot of things on the internet to build up your writing. Write and study plays. I know my brother, he's an actor in Hollywood, and he studies plays. He and I have talked about stuff like that. He was in Blade Trinity. I mean, he's a bona fide actor, been in movies, been on TV, still goes on TV. So
okay, we need to move
on. But you really have to focus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Kimberly, for calling. And you have a wonderful week, and we wish you the best.
Thanks.
You are welcome. Okay, area code 941, you're on the line. with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Brenda. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What can you tell me about romance?
Okay.
Having to do with me. I realized that was kind of silly. What can you, I can forget it. I was going to say, what can you tell me about romance? And then you're going to start, you know.
Yeah. It's okay.
That was an open-ended
question. It's okay, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine, do you live anywhere where there's a swimming pool, or are you, do you visit a swimming pool, or are you ever near a swimming pool?
At my mom's, but not very often.
Hmm. Something poolside with you on that. I mean, I'm not saying that you're going to hang out in a bikini or anything, but there's just something. Than poolside, like I don't know if you go through a hotel or what, somewhere where there's a pool. It's not a natural body of water. It's poolside, where you either meet someone or you meet them because of some other thing, and someone else sees you. Something about a poolside. When that comes up for me, for somebody, then what I normally say is really be circumspect when you're around the pool or if you're around one. I don't know if it's somebody that's going to show up at your mom's and it's just going to be, the you know, I don't know. But anyway, that's what I'm getting. I don't know what Linus is getting.
Okay, Catherine, what I picked up, there's an older man. He's a businessman. And he either sells hot tubs or he has something to do with water, water filtration or something, but he definitely has something to do with water, and he sells that product. As Brenda saw by the water, I saw a hot tub. So I don't know. And you're going to be meeting this man probably the latter part of July. Where? I'm not seeing where you're going to meet him. That's not coming to me. But he is a businessman in the field of selling. I'm going to stick with what my first impression was, selling hot tubs and something to do with that, even products for hot tubs.
It's not a gigantic pool, so it's not like one of those Olympic pools. It seems more, it seems like more like one in somebody's home or that smaller area. But it is, you know, in the ground, regular pool. Not a baby pool. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Are you ever around them? Ever? Besides your
Say
mom?
Say that again. Am I ever
around,
around
a pool, like a swimming pool, like in someone's backyard?
No.
Huh.
No, my mom lives in one of those 55 and older complexes, so when I visit her about once a month or so, I'll hang out there a little bit, but...
Okay.
You know, it could be somebody's, it could be somebody's son or something. It almost seems like a son or a nephew is I'm getting. So don't write off. Whenever you go anywhere near a pool or whatever, I'm not trying to make you, you know, whiplash your head left and right, see who's looking at you, but it's just the pool looms, so it could very easily be that you're walking out of the pool and you knock someone as you're going out and drop your stuff. Who knows? You know.
That's funny. Okay.
Yeah.
Catherine,
but
I've got the name Nick.
Oh.
So I don't know, but the name Nick came up. So just write it down for future references. As Brenda said, when you're around water, just, you know, look to your left and right and in the front and see who's there.
Yeah, and can
I be holding
person,
up a sign saying Nick?
Huh?
Okay.
Like, I'll be holding up a sign that says Nick, like at the airport.
Listen, you know, be your jovial self. I mean, this is the time, knowing this, this is the time for you to just be your natural self. You know, just allow your... you know, that natural effervescence of you to come out. I mean, I know that we all, when we go to different places, we try to, you know, be a little more reserved, you know, as we're sort of waiting to see who's around, you know, just to be protective of ourselves. But this is a time, at least in the next month, going into August, for you to just be your natural, jovial self.
Thank you.
Do you understand me?
You bet.
Okay. I hope you call us back and let us know.
Yes, please do.
Thank you.
And you have a wonderful week and a new love coming up. Go on with it now.
You bet.
It's a beautiful
thing.
Enjoy yourself. Thank you for calling.
You're
listening to Psychic Readings with Lenis, and it's on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Nina. 850, you're on the line with Lenis and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Deidre. How are you guys?
Hi, Deidre. We're doing fine, and you?
Doing pretty good. I've got a relationship.
And the question?
Relationship. Trying to see if you see anything for me coming up. I just met someone recently, but I don't think there's anything there. So I'm kind of already moving on in my mind. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not feeling him.
Really? Oh, God.
I'm not.
His name is Bill.
I just asked a quick question, sorry. How's your mother?
I'm not sure. I haven't talked to her in a while.
I would talk to her.
Okay.
That's it for that for me. But I didn't feel anything. I don't feel anything for who you're with.
I wanted it to be, but yeah, I know, right? So no go for Bill.
But the first thing that came up was mom,
headache.
So that's why I was saying just try to make contact.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
And nobody, one else is coming?
when you mentioned Bill, all I got was a headache right in my forehead. So that's not a good thing when I get a headache about somebody. There's trouble or something there is not right. Do I see anybody else? No. I see there's a white guy coming in your future, and it's going to be a surprise. I do see that, but I'm not getting a time frame. Spirit's not showing me that. But this white guy is like opposites attract because it's not that type of man that you would date as a white guy. But this guy is going to come to you in a totally different way than you've ever been approached before. And he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He has a lot to offer and to give. He's got a real good spirit about him. But anyway, I see that coming sometime before the I see now the end, before the end of the summer, before August 31st, you will meet this man. Now, whether you two talk or develop anything, that's free will, free choice. That's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Very
interesting.
Opposites do attract.
Yeah, that's definitely been opposite. Chocolate as they come.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know, love has no color and no time.
It really
I tell
doesn't.
People that.
Right.
Nope. No color, no time, no age. Love is love.
Right.
So.
Wow. Well, that gives me a good, I feel better about that because I was not feeling the other person and I thought it was something weird. Like you say, something's not, the whole picture isn't. So, I know. Let that go.
Yeah.
Move on from that one.
Just ain't right there, girlfriend.
Right in there.
That is not you, Deidre. Believe me. He is. That's not you. And don't look for desperation. You know, Brenda said, call your mother. Please get in touch with your mother. And number two, love yourself first. So when you step outside, everybody knows what time it is. And you're approachable. You're loving and approachable. But love yourself, because when you love yourself, other things are just added to you. They come to you without even knowing.
Wow. Now that was powerful.
And
I guess I'll be calling my mom then, too. Go ahead and get on that.
Okay. Well, give us a call back and let us know about your love life, because it's going to be a little bit different for you. than what you've experienced before. But don't shy away from it, because like I said, love has no color, no time, no age. And you don't know,
yeah,
that might be the person that's your soulmate for the rest of your life that you just turned away.
You never
right?
know. And I
that's
I keep
right.
saying I need a change, so this is good.
All right, all right.
Best man, honey.
Well, thank
you. Best man holiday.
You.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good movie. Very good. Excellent. Well, thank you, Deidre, for calling us. And, girlfriend, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And
you too,
check
now.
In with us and let us know about that love life, girlfriend.
I sure will. Y'all be blessed.
Yeah, that was fun.
You too. You
okay.
too.
Another caller. It might be me.
Where am I? Okay, 860. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, is it me? Hello?
Okay. Yeah, we're here. Who's this? 860. Who is this?
This is Susan calling from Connecticut.
Oh, hi, Susan.
How are you?
Hi. So, I have a question about the full moon, because I was in a very hopeless state yesterday, very, very badly. And then I found out today from talking to my daughter that she was in the same state. And then we were wondering if it was the full moon because it was so awful.
Well, this is a strong moon.
Yeah,
this is what they
is.
Call one of those super moons. So
it could
yeah.
have. The full moon affects people in different ways. And if you're in the sign of Cancer, you're going to feel it more than most people will.
I'm Scorpio. And she's Taurus.
Okay, well, you might have something in your rising or whatever, but I'll tell you, the uncertainty that you feel is so correct because that's because of this full moon.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling a little quirky or uncertain or confused about, you know, which way should I go or do, tell you like the Chinese do, stand still and be quiet and think about it. Just stand still for a moment and see
mm-hmm.
what occurs.
Okay.
That's the best thing. So, you know, you and your daughter were tuned in to the same energy, which is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. But just because we're in the full moon, which lasts, I think, 9 days, Brenda? And it just started yesterday on the 12th. So maybe think about things twice more than once just to be on the safe side because you feel a little quirky, you know. You want to make sure that you're making the right and correct decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you saying that the moon normally doesn't affect you?
Not like that. Not
yeah.
like that. It was kind of, I was very, I think it's around money. I think that's kind of what started it, but I can usually pull myself out of it if I meditate and do certain things, but I wouldn't even do that. It's like I just wanted to end it. I don't know why I'm here. I don't get it.
Oh, no. No, no.
I mean, it got to that.
Yeah.
And I didn't do what I usually do, which is meditate and try to feel what I'm feeling, and then, you know, I work through it. That's how miserable it was.
Yeah. It's, you know, these are one of those moons that always seem even bigger, and they appear closer to us. Almost like you could reach out and touch it. So,
yeah
I mean, it's, that energy is really strong, the whole gravitational pull of things when they seem to be more proximal to us. So it's just like the energy of a human being. When you're standing right next to them, you feel something more, or their warmth and their energy or their presence or their even their emotions, more than when they're in around the corner. Or some people are, it's stronger. You know, you can feel people that are in another state. But, yeah, every time that you hit a full moon or a new moon, you're going to get those big ranges of emotions. So if you ever get them and you start feeling like you're feeling now, or your daughter is feeling like you're feeling now, just tell yourself, okay, just hold on to this, because in the next 24 to 48 hours, even this is going to subside. And you will, a week later, be thinking, what was I thinking?
Right.
Because, yeah.
Because it's not the life you want to end, it's the feeling, what you're going through you want to end.
It felt like despair.
It was just despair, and it was mostly around finances, but it was exaggerated, so you're right. It's like it just made it come through so strong.
Oh, sure, 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 sure. But, yeah, when I say no, I mean no as in don't go there, because who you are and your incredible, what you have to offer the world, there's no one else that can do it, no one. Even though your daughter and you felt the same thing, both of you are each unto yourselves a treasure. So, and when you're gone, now that's the tragedy. You know, before we need to let you go, or before you do all the things that you are going to do in your lifetime. So it's just, you have to almost wait it out sometimes. My friend Nina, who's in the chat room, she's got children that come to her house every day, and it's a complete difference in their energy as the moon is coming in. They're really bouncing off the walls. You know, and
really?
Then sometimes they'll just get extremely calm. So, yeah, I'm glad you recognize that, remember that.
Yeah.
When those super moons come up, if you hear about them, you know what? You can go to the Farmer's Almanac online, and
yeah.
They'll tell you about the different moons, and they'll tell you why they're significant, because they all have their own sort of names. And they usually talk about how they affect people. Okay?
Is there anything to do to work through that? Like, how do you?
Well, you certainly trust in the universe. You're not going to be left hanging to dry. We all go through rough times financially. We all go through rough times spiritually and emotion, you know, relationship-wise. But if you look back in your life, I'm going to ask you how old you are. How old are you?
55.
Okay, I'm 51, going on 52. And if you look back on your life, you can take a look at the things that you survived that at the time you didn't think you were going to survive. Financial problems, emotional problems, health problems. You've been through a lot to make it to 55. That says something about who you are and that you're meant to be here. So don't give up yet, sweetie.
No, okay.
Okay, and your finances, that stuff's going to come around. Just
cool.
Like the seasons, just like the seasons.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Wonderful,
all right.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie, take care.
You too.
Thank you for calling.
That was six. We're on number seven.
No, we're not. She was five. Where did you guys
get
that
six.
Far down?
No, she was six, Lennis. I've been keeping track.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well,
if I was number 10, I would have won. I was number six. So she's saying, no, she was number five, and the other one's saying, no, she's six. And I said, no, I'm six.
Yeah, she's six. This next one is seven. Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, area code 252.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, 252. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Oh, you're breaking up real bad. Are you on a cell phone?
No, but let me get a little bit closer to the base.
There we go.
Out from the house. That's fine. That's
okay,
better.
And what was your name? What was your name again, please? Yes, it is.
My name is Keisha.
I'm sorry?
Keisha.
Okay, Keisha. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Keisha, what can we help you with today, my dear?
I was thinking about moving away from the community I'm in right now, but now I'm having a change of heart. And I was wondering, do you see me staying here and making more money with the career I have chosen, or do you see me just going ahead and moving anyway?
I don't see you moving.
I know. I kind of made my mind up.
To move or to stay?
Thanks to the neighborhood. Now they have me for good. Thank you. Okay.
Whatever your finances, I just don't see you moving yet. I don't see that
no,
at all.
No, it wasn't going to be. I actually planned it maybe for the first of next year sometime. And now I'm like, you know what? It's just too much trouble. And apparently the neighborhood needs a powerful person in the neighborhood to hold down the energy because they're a little crazy. So I'm thinking maybe it's better that I just stay here and just help them along with their spirituality since there's none to be found here.
Well, when we're in service to the community, universe will help take care of you.
Yeah.
It'll bring what you need.
Yeah. I know. So
I don't feel you moving.
Yeah.
I don't know what Lennis is feeling.
Same. Same as you, Brenda.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay,
then.
Keisha, I think you need to just keep on
the
for them people.
For making that decision for me. All right. You have a great day.
We didn't make that decision for you. We
no,
don't
not
make
you,
anyone
but
a decision.
The neighborhood made that decision. I thank you so much, and thank you for spreading the word that I'm going to stay now. Thank you, guys. You guys are beautiful. All right. Bye.
Thank you, sweetie. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was 7. We're on to 8.
Area code 229. You're on to...
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your name?
It's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Carrie?
Go ahead, please. Mm-hmm.
Hi. Okay. Just started kind of a new relationship, and I'm trying to get a feel for this person, and just as we meet, he goes to Afghanistan, so I kind of want to see if you think this will work out. That's my dog barking in the background. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No, that's
I got the
okay.
dog. But I'm lucky they're asleep. Now, listen, you get letters from this person, right? Or phone calls?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they're thinking about you a lot.
I know. He went from 0 to 10 in like 5 minutes. So I'm like on 3.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were wondering what was going on in their head, you know, what's going on. Well, I'm just saying, they think about you a lot.
Okay.
I mean, if that's scaring you, that's up to you to dictate a little bit of break action there. But remember, he's... Or they're out of country.
I know.
So.
That's not, I'm just trying to see. I mean, he's coming back. I mean, he'll be back in a few months. But I'm just kind of wondering, is there a future in this relationship?
As much as you're choosing to take it, when somebody has this kind of situation, it affects the relationship, okay? Just purely psychologically speaking, being out of country in something like that that's a little unsettling and uncertain can make you cling to something, even something you don't really know very well.
Right.
Or he could be clinging to you because he decided this is the one for me. You know, but the rash decisions in these kind of situations aren't necessarily the best way to go. And even if he make a decision right away, it doesn't mean you can't still put the brakes on and just, you know, help to regulate things downshift things a little.
Right.
You know, always make sure that you honor your feelings.
I don't mean to make this sound like a cop-out, but I'm a Sagittarius, and I'm like the classic Sagittarius, and it's...
And you need your freedom.
I'm having a harder time with this. I really do like him a lot. I really do.
Yep, but you need your freedom.
And that's what's hard. It's very hard.
I'm glad that Sagittarians don't understand that they have to give a feeling of freedom to whoever they're with that's a Sagittarian. If you,
right, I told him he needed to research
if you feel like you're
really plastic.
Right. But other people don't always know that.
Right.
Those are the most successful relationships with Sagittarians, the people that help their partners feel like they're free, even if they aren't going out doing other stuff. Yep.
Right. And we've talked about this before, too, and he says he's on board, but again, you know, he's in Afghanistan right now, so
yep.
It's just like he's in a different mindset. He just went from 0 to 10, you know, like in 5 seconds, he was already there.
But that,
like, I'm the love of his life. That was just like so fast. I think it is because
of
the
situation.
That, yeah. So I'm on the fence. I'm just totally on the fence because I don't know if this may be too much for me. I really do like him, though. I guess that's kind of where I am. I'm just seeing, I mean, if there was a chance. He is an Aquarius.
Yeah. Well, I horoscope is fun. It can be nice and it can be helpful. But you know what matters to you is, you know, what you're willing to put into it. And it sounds to me like since you're saying you're on the fence, you know, from a psychological perspective, what I would say is, you know, deal with your feelings, you know, independent of his. And, you know, understand the situation and that's it. Because we certainly can't tell you what to do. But he is thinking about you a lot.
So. I'm just wondering, I mean, is there a future with this person if I decide to be with him?
Well, like Brenda said, that's up to
you. Question. Yeah.
That's up to you.
Thank you, Lettuce. That's up to you.
Okay.
See, because we're not going to tell you what to – look, we could say – oh, yeah, that's the one for you. And you'll be 5 years down the road thinking, why did they tell me that? If they hadn't said that,
no, I wouldn't be
with this quad, you know, that you didn't think was a quad at the beginning, but when you're done with them, you will think that. Well, not necessarily, but some people do that. You know, you think negative
right.
because it's easier for you to detach from them. But if you want to go slow until you're sure of your feelings, which is the way I would think a better way to go anyways,
okay.
But you are going to make your own decisions because we're not making them for you.
Okay.
I think that the confirmation that we can give you is that what's going, because you asked what's going on with this guy. He's thinking about you all the time.
Yeah.
That's what's important. Now.
Okay.
Are you good with that? That's up to you, sweetie.
Okay. All right, then. All right, thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Carrie, for calling, and we wish you the very best. Have a wonderful week. Area code 907, who is this?
Hello, this is Charlotte. How are you?
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte, you're the ninth caller.
Oh, hey, thanks. Thank you.
You are.
Which is funny, that's my lucky number.
Yes, you're our ninth caller. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
So your name again, Charlotte? Charlotte. Is it
Charlotte.
Charlotte or Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Charlotte,
okay. Congratulations, young lady. Okay.
Hey, thank you.
What can we help you with? When we get through talking to you, stay on the line, and Miss Nina will get with you and get all your information. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Great.
Now, what's
your
question for us? You're welcome, madam.
I was just wondering, since I've been applying for jobs, do you see me getting one anytime soon? Or
okay. Commerce. That's the first thing, the first word I saw in front of my face, commerce, but in what?
Do you have anything to do with the airline industry or transportation?
No.
Not at all?
No, not at all.
You know what, Charlotte? Don't laugh. But Spirit just showed me you pole dancing. I couldn't laugh out loud. I was just like, this is this woman? You know, I'm talking to the spirit, and they're showing me you as a video on a pole dancing. So maybe would you like to be a bartender or working into the club entertainment? Yeah, there you go, not club, entertainment feel.
No, I actually loathe that feel. I'm so conservative. And I don't like the energy in those establishments. I can feel people's energies. I don't like it.
Okay.
It feels like a lower level energy to me.
Well, I'm not sure what you normally do for a living, but I will say that the airline thing comes up, and there's a lot of jobs at the airline, and I'm wondering if there's something there that's for you, because that's what came up with you.
Okay.
I mean, granted, you'll do a more in-depth reading with Lennis later this week or next week or whenever it's convenient, but it is interesting.
I see commerce, but I don't think you want to hear what I have to say. What I'm picking up, and I'm being honest with you, is a professional woman. That's the feel that I'm picking up for you. Now, you say you don't like that energy. Why I'm being shown this, I don't know. But
well,
that's what
that could be
up.
Just her, you know, her personality. It might just be a little more, because she says she's conservative, which there are a lot of people that are conservative, and their personality is not as, say, stoic or dry as other people might perceive them to be. So she's probably a lot more outgoing with people that she gets to know and she cares about or she trusts. Not necessarily pole dancing, but just that you might be more of a life of the party with the people in your life. I do think you ought to consider, even if you're applying all the places, you might want to start checking out some of the airlines or something to do with whatever connects to airlines, whether it's a industry that provides something for airlines or something with it.
Okay.
There's something about that for you.
Okay.
Is there any
it's
in your area?
In my head.
Huh?
Yes. It's popped in my head, like, to work at the
airport. Oh, really?
Check it out. Yeah, it has.
This morning?
No, a few weeks ago.
Oh my gosh. Well, hey.
So that was validation.
Yeah, just, you know, don't think about, look, when you're applying for jobs, and listen, and they'll just, we need to just stretch outside. There a lot, you know, even if you work as a secretary or maybe you work in IT, don't think that you have to work for Microsoft or, you know, work for a temp agency. Just go to a lot of different industries. But if something with airlines comes up and, you know, maybe even the office you walk into has a plane somewhere on their logo, I know it sounds crazy, but it's funny how that kind of stuff works. It's
right.
Just is like the universe is leading you somewhere.
Right.
But yeah, you're gonna get work. Yeah, but you know that. No, you know that. You're a good employee, so I don't feel anything about your energy that's like creepy or, you know, off-putting to the people that you work with. So you're a decent employee. So you're somebody that they'd be really lucky to have. So just let them know that. And know that wherever you go and apply, they need me more than I need them. Always think
that. You know what? That's what I always tell that. I always tell that to myself. Before. And
good.
I tell
You'll get that job quick then.
Yeah, I always tell that to myself. Because I remember people go like, how come you snap up jobs like that? And I go, because they need me more than I need them.
That's exactly right.
I always say that. Yeah, I always say that. I always say that since I was a little. I was like, no, they need me more than I need them.
Well, stay on and give your digits to Miss Nina, our manager, and she's probably got some impressions too because she's always getting them while we're talking. So.
Okay.
Pop in
well,
there.
Thank
she
you,
might,
Charlotte.
She might have a little more
caller.
About that airplane thing.
On the line, and, Nina will be right with you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Don't hang up. Stay on the line. Nina will be right with you.
And congratulations.
Okay, I don't have a digit for this. All I have is 1111. So who is this?
Hi.
You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
Okay, Yvette.
Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Oh, great.
Great.
Okay, what can I help? What can we help you with?
Can I get a romance question?
Sure. What do you want to know about romance?
General, I'm single. Divine mate.
Oh, just...
Well, there's someone short coming your way. You like tall men, don't you?
Yeah.
It figures.
Well,
short man's coming her way. I bet you she likes tall men. Mm-hmm. Does a short man head your way?
Yeah,
you're
gonna
find him
That's
more
cool.
irresistible than you imagine.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's just. I feel this energy of gregariousness. He's happy. He's sort of like somebody that'll take care of you. Like when you go out with him, you feel protected, almost like you're super special protected. Lennis comes up with names and stuff. I tend to get their personalities or
mm-hmm.
some of the things that they do, but he's short. He's not shorter than you, but he's not a tall guy.
He better not be.
Yeah, he's coming. He's nice looking.
Cool.
Okay, what I've picked up, opposites do attract. I get the name Josh. He's a brainiac.
Like
and the man
Josh.
Has
I like
money.
I love Ooh. It. I like that name.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
does
well,
Josh have a brother?
I don't know. But she will enjoy him. You're right.
Okay.
What Brenda told you is right. And he is a brainiac. He's quite an intelligent man.
Okay.
And he has money, mm-hmm. so he will show you not only a good time, but romance.
Okay.
Yeah. Like not just
cool.
Going out to dinner. Like he might bring a bouquet of roses or one long stem
okay.
rose.
Okay.
Okay. So.
But don't look at
yeah.
for him to be around the corner. It's not immediate. He's not coming like next week.
No, but he's coming soon.
When he's coming, but it's not right away.
He's coming soon.
Right. Yeah.
It might be a month from now.
That's fine. I'm patient. I've been patient this far.
Yeah.
This long.
Yeah, when a short man says something to you and you're going by like, how are you doing, sweetness, or something, and you know, you didn't pay attention to him because he's short, and you turn back and look, that might be it.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Can I say
okay.
something? I want to, I think I also experienced what Susan experienced yesterday. That
yeah.
thing. So it absolutely has nothing to do with astrology. It has something to do with that moon because it was horrific. It was so emotional and painful. I feel like it was some aspects of me dying and grieving and moving, you know, it was just so painful that I was like, what the freaking hell's going on here? I felt like I wanted to die. And
wow.
I didn't
you know
that, like that.
That moon, it's
really
like the moon that culminates what's happened like the whole year before. So it's bringing
okay.
in all the stuff. So it's almost like the ending, right? Then we're going to start
okay.
sort of a new cycle.
Okay. Because I'm
and
such
that,
a positive person.
Who's a positive person?
I'm a positive person.
She is.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that energy doesn't affect us.
Of course not. No, no, no.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
It
so, yeah.
Me.
So I get you. Yeah.
But more than usual. Like I the moon usually is, I'm not fazed by it, but this socked me in the gut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
you
know, when there's an ending, the opposite is a new beginning.
Awesome.
So
yeah.
all the
a
stuff
new
that
new
you
beginning.
Felt,
yeah.
it's over and done with. You've dealt with it. So now,
yes.
you know, 3 days later,
Thank
whatever,
you.
Like Brenda said, energy,
okay.
you're starting a new beginning. So it's like, okay, I'm through with all that. Now let's begin anew.
Okay. Can I say one more thing? I think it's interesting. I would never use it, put an astrology or my sign as a limitation on love, like the woman was doing earlier.
Yeah.
I think that's more about fear and, you know, you trying to control the situation versus just allowing it to unfold versus trying to be like, this is my sign and, you know, that's not how love works.
Yeah. And that's good information. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Somebody, Well, I'm going to hopefully, I'm not going to hope. I'm just allowing my life to unfold, and when a man shows up, he shows up.
Yeah, and let us know.
Yes, ma'am.
I totally will.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
In,
have a good day, Vet.
Thank
you for calling. Area code 718, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Deja Vu. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Deja Vu. Caller number two.
Okay. My question is, I'm currently with somebody. I know eventually in time we're going to move in together. I just don't know when. I'd like to know, when can you see the relationship getting much more stronger?
Okay, the first thing, as you were talking, I got, like, constraints, confusion, like, ooh, it was horrible. I don't know what Brenda picked up, but I didn't see a relationship. Let me get a little bit deeper in it. But as you were talking, it was like, ooh.
Okay.
There's contradictories there and flip-flops in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He wants something and you want something. You two are not compromising coming together to see how this will work out. So you have a good day today, tomorrow. Wednesday might be bad. Friday might be, I don't want to talk to him. Sunday, you're back talking again. It's so contradictory. There's not a consistency like, okay, you're upset. Let's sit down and talk about it. Instead, you go back to your old behaviors, you and him, instead of new behaviors like, well, wait, let me communicate. I didn't like what he just said. That hurt my feelings. Let's talk about this.
I get that she's seeing the potential, and he's just sort of seeing the right now, as in right this minute. So when the moment is really good, then he's like high about it. You almost gloss over anything that seems to be trouble at the moment because you're looking down the road at where you are. You see the two of you to be. He's not looking down the road yet. And I assume that's what you mean by getting closer. I don't really know. But when are you guys going to get closer?
He's petrified. He's scared of commitment. I'll put it like that.
Okay, because I was just getting ready to say before you said that is when you guys grow up. And I'm not trying to be derogatory. It's just sort of like that different level of relationships. There's the level that's sort of lower when we, you know, everything feels good. As long as it feels good or it tastes good, you know, it's like we like candy because it tastes good. But then as we get older, then we start to appreciate our vegetables kind of thing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, we start to kind of change.
Yeah, he's still looking for the desserts. He's not really thinking about the whole meal yet. Does that help you?
Okay. Can you see any? I mean, I'm not looking for this year. I highly doubt it's going to be this year. I do believe wholeheartedly that we will eventually move in together. I know that's going to happen without a doubt. I just don't know when. But before we can even reach to that level, I want to know when will we be in a better relationship level to reach to get there. Because we're compatible in a lot of ways.
Not for a long while. I see a lot of breaks in your relationship. Almost like there's a hole. Like there's a long line and there's holes in that line.
So it really is, you really can't say when, you can't really foresee when it may take, like, you know, it'll finally, that change will just kind of fall into place.
Okay, let me give you a good example. When Jesus was here, he told people to live right. Now, whether they did that or not, that was up to them, right? You could just keep going on and doing what you're doing. So what we're telling you is that there's contradictions there in this relationship. He right now is looking at a Happy Meal, not a home-cooked meal. So that
okay.
means that you must communicate. So the two of you get together, hey, talk it out. Get an understanding. Life is beautiful. But right now we can't say, okay, August 31st, you and him, you'll be fine. No.
That's right.
This is something, like Brenda said, the two of you have to work together and make that happen. How are you going to do that? Through your communications.
Which yeah, and that is true. That is absolutely true. But I mean, I'll break it down to you like this, ladies. He's a Leo. I'm Aries.
Oh my goodness!
You're both fire
yes.
signs. You're compatible.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That don't
mean
you're
mean,
compatible spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Well,
you're just compatible
we,
through horoscope signs.
No, no. Trust me. We're compatible. We get along. I mean, mentally, we're compatible. Spiritually, I'm still trying to learn my way because he is a spiritual man. My faith is a little shot. So he wants me to be evenly yoked with him. I'm still working my way towards that. There are some strong compatibility between the two of us. It's just that he's very, very afraid of commitment.
Well, then it sounds to me like you're saying that he thinks that you need to be bring up your spiritual realm and be equally yoked. If he's as spiritual as he says he is, then where does the fear come in?
I think it comes from past relationships that he's been burned
but
by.
It wouldn't, hold on, that fear doesn't have anything to do with that. That's incompatible with being spiritual.
I know.
Because
I mean, it cancels out, right? It cancels out your faith, right? And I have told him that. When you put fear cancels out your faith in whatever it is that you really desire. And he do believe wholeheartedly that one day that he will settle. He's not ready to do that right now.
Okay, well, then I guess we've answered your question, right? Because
yep,
you're asking,
you
is it going to happen? When is it? I'm telling you straight out, it's going to be a long while. If you try to force it,
no, I'm not
you're
forcing it.
You're
going to
be the
I'm,
one that's unhappy.
Yeah, I know. If I force it, trust me, I'm taking this as slow as I can. And I do believe it will happen. I know it's going to happen. It's just going to take a long damn time to get there. I just want to have an idea if you ladies would see roughly how many more years down the road.
Nope, I don't.
When I say long while, it says in the next year, I don't see any.
Well, I'm not expecting it
yeah,
to
okay,
next year
so
either.
I don't see it in the next year. And if I don't see it in the next year, that means that something can come in between the both of you before that happens. You may find that something better matched for your spirit and your personality comes along. But I'm not telling you that's what's going on because, quite honestly, I can feel your spirit is wrapped up in him. But
well,
as far as you guys getting closer, like you're talking about, long time.
Okay, I need to move on, so I want to tell you, Deja Vu, thank you for calling, and we wish you the very best, praying for the
yeah.
best for you, and hope that
thank
you be patient. Yes, thank you for calling. Have a good week.
All right, thank you.
Area code 917, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Okay, go to the next call. Area code 703, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Number four.
Hello, Eric calling.
Eric, hello.
How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
You got a nice voice on you there, sir.
Amen.
Thank you. I wanted to ask also, just since this is a night of full moon relationships, I'm curious what you see coming out of a potential relationship with somebody called Sarah.
Oh, I was just going to say Cindy. Okay. Like there was someone named Cindy or something like that. Interesting. Okay, Sarah. Thank you. That confirmed
well,
what was going on in my head. Okay.
But there might be a Cindy coming up. You never know.
You're right, Eric. I
right,
don't know,
Eric,
but I think you
mess.
Do.
No, well, I don't know anybody right now whose name.
Well, the point is, it's a S-sounding name that's coming up. So you want to ask about Sarah? What's coming up with Sarah?
Yeah, and let's just say that she's halfway across the world in a long distance now relationship. I met her on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
But she is in a committed relationship. So
not
this is kind of strange. Yeah, it's a strange situation, but she, I don't know what to say. I just would like to know what you see coming out of this or if someone else is coming down the pike for me.
I see Sarah traveling. I don't know what Brenda's picking up because I see her knocking at your front door.
Yeah,
so
I don't.
Traveling.
I think I'm
yeah,
with Lennon.
Yeah, you're knocking at his front door, so it's just a
I
matter of time.
I think her committed relationship is crumbling.
That's what I feel. She's very depressed. She says that to me. She sort of communicates on and off with me now, but I met her in June, the first week in June, and on a train, and she said to me right away, "You are the one for me." So, but I liked her very. I definitely liked her very much. But as I said, there because she's in a commitment, there's going to be complications that pop up
yep.
Due to family related stuff. So,
yeah.
But you think that. When do you see all this, you know, these steps, let's say the step of her actually saying, okay, you know, I am going to make the move?
Well, what I picked up was in 3 months' time, she will be seeing you on a permanent basis. It won't be a temporary thing. Because I
mm-hmm.
see her traveling, coming to wherever that you are. But in 3 months, it'll be permanent that she won't go back. I don't know, it's like her life begins here with you. It's a new beginning, but it's also like her life is finally beginning with you. And so she has no qualms about going back. She's happy. She's in love. She's satisfied. It's like whatever voids that were in her life, you fill those voids that she doesn't need the other side anymore.
Well, that's interesting because she did say to me she has very big voids in her life, yes.
There's going to be a longer transition to wrap up the family issues.
Right.
So that's going to be going on along at the same time you guys are building your relationship.
Together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're probably going to need to hold on to a little patience there, Eric.
But you think
that must be that, yeah, because I... Yeah, the first thing I heard was Cindy or something with the S, and since her name is Sarah, I would assume that that's where we're headed.
Okay.
But Lena said 3 months, and I thought a couple of months, which is for me that for couple for me is 2 to 3, so that sounds about right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just
so,
you know, maintain
she comes,
your contact.
Yeah.
And support.
Oh, yeah, we are. We are.
Yeah,
I mean,
because like I said, when she comes, it's permanent. She's not just coming and then going right back. She's coming to stay.
I kind of already understand that's where, that's one way that it could go, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Sure, and
no,
the more you talk, the more you talk to her on the phone, Eric, the more she's going to be pulled in. I'm just giving you a kudos for your gorgeous voice, sweetie.
Thank you. But do you think? Do you feel that this is the right move for both of us?
Oh,
at the moment,
I do.
Yeah, at the moment, yes.
Okay, because obviously, if there is this move, then this is it. I want to make sure that that this is what is, if you want to say, ordained, so to speak, by the
There's no guarantees in life, but it's more important for us to take on the spiritual growth that comes from what we're pulled into or drawn to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, try not to get into the trappings of where things are going to be in 2 years or 3 years, you know, try to just stick with
it. Enjoy in the now.
Right.
In the now.
And I don't mean like, you know, I know some people, I'm not talking short-term satisfaction. I'm just, you know, let it just develop for now. You'll know, Eric. You'll know if something, you know, isn't going to work. But right now it seems like this is what's headed for your life right now.
Yes.
I think so.
Okay.
I feel it.
Okay, I also picked up right quick that she has a beautiful heart. She has a very sweet personality, and that part of her depression is because people have taken her kindness for weakness because she's such a sweet person. So, I mean, I was just writing it down what I pick up along with what Brenda was telling you. But, yeah, what I feel right now is quite strong. It is you and her. As Brenda said, your sweet wife, I feel it too. But there's a few things you have to go through, but nothing is going to keep you apart. Believe that.
Well, there was a certain, there definitely was a certain magic with her, and a ease, like we have known each other for a very long time. So I just sort of feel like I kind of blended in her life. It was a very, very fascinating to feel that with like somebody you don't even know, like right away you just blend in.
Yeah.
You've had three lifetimes with this woman, Eric.
Yeah, we have our cosmic relationships, yep.
Yeah, you've had three lifetimes with her, and in this lifetime, you two are together again. It's just a little bit different because you just have to work a little bit harder, but once you're together, it'll just click. It'll just click like nothing, like you've always been there. You were never apart. You were always together.
In spirit, at least.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But
we'll certainly keep our energy out, send energy out for you there, Eric.
Thank you. I hope that
you call us back and let us know how things are going.
I certainly will. Thank you so much for the great read. It makes things a lot clearer for me because it's sort of the communication is sort of meandering in and out, and she wants to go. She wants to try, at least, to try to make things work with her husband, basically. But she's
it's not gonna happen.
She's very depressed. That's the latest I got from her. So.
Well, that ship's actually sailed, but she'll figure it out soon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
Keep calling
so
her and keep praying, and you two will work out beautifully. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sherry,
for
calling. We enjoyed your call. You're most welcome, and have a wonderful week. And let us know later on how things are going, okay?
Okay, in 3 months then.
Okay.
Bless
you.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Sherry.
Bye-bye. Hi.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Okay,
nice to hear
305.
Two of you.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi. It's me.
Hi.
Your name? My name's Eileen.
I feel like Flojo. I'm running to catch up with you. What is your
name? Okay, this is Eileen.
It's true.
Hi,
it's
Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
How are you doing today?
I'm smiling. I'm here smiling. I'm just floating along
what's
in the moment.
What's your question for us?
I'm in a marriage, too, that's been going around the same road. I want to get off the merry-go-round.
Been
on it for 1,000 years, and it's been weaning away for the past 3 years, and he actually said to me, he says, you don't welcome me back. You live somewhere else. So, you know, I have to take some steps, and I just haven't gotten to that place yet. But because I feel that I'm supposed to be meeting the one, the real one, who's going to adore me and love me the way I need to be loved. And I have to make the next plunge.
Is your...
Okay.
Eileen,
let me tell you... I'll let Brenda speak to you. Before you can make that move to a new man, you know you have to close that other door, right?
Yeah, I do. I do. I know
okay.
all that. And I've been closing it. I just have to do the last step, which is present the papers, but I just haven't gotten to that space yet. And I was even talking to my sister about changing my will and changing all my... you know, funds and taking him off as the beneficiary. I don't know if you do that before or you do that after. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think he's got an inkling of knowing what's going on, but he's not the one to take the step. I have to do it.
Is he? Do you guys have a little boy, or does he act like a little boy? Who's
he
the one
like
that acts
little
like a little boy?
He does.
Do you guys have a little boy?
No, no children together.
So he's really sort of infantile?
In many ways, he's emotionally not developed the way I am.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, because I was like, what's holding you? Okay, so you're trying to let him down as easily as you can, huh? That's why you've been taking
a while. Well, yeah, and I haven't lived with him for 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
but
he doesn't reach out to me, and I send him things. I rarely send him things. Today I was listening to some galactic stuff, and I thought he'd be interested in that because he's brilliant. He's very logical, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
But that's not me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, for me to touch your spirit and see the future, I can't see it until you conclude with him because your energy is still holding on to the past. So it's kind of making it hard for me to see into the future. You're still connected. You haven't totally walked away from that situation because there's a lot involved there, and I understand that. But your connection to the past is hindering me from seeing you in the future. Brenda, what do you see? I couldn't see anything. I'm sorry. I'm being honest with you.
I just feel like she's sort of like a parent to this guy or something. Because I'm not feeling... Obviously, I'm not feeling a pregnancy, but I just feel like she's almost a parent to him, and it's like that might have something to do with what's taking a while for you to disconnect, almost like, you know, you don't want to abandon your child even if they're sort of got issues. But it's interesting, and he does put a lot on you to do things, like as if you are the parent. So it's
no, not anymore. Not anymore. I say no more, no more, no more. I have
yeah,
not.
You say that, but that in his head, I'm just telling you the energy
oh, in his
is coming
head.
In here. Yeah, yeah, that's the energy that I'm reading. So as far as a new one, yeah, you're going to have to really break. There's a let me tell you, if I were a guy and I were to come around you, I would sense his energy a lot. Even though you're not there, it's being projected around you.
Well, do you see... Do you see like a time frame of me doing this thing? Because I know I have to do it. I have to and I'm getting all the pieces together, you know. And I talk really close to God, and God tells me, okay, I see signs, and I haven't gotten the sign yet.
Yeah,
but I know it's
almost like
six months.
Is what just came
to
me.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what I got.
Like
six months. Yeah.
I know it's disheartening, but it's almost like that's when it'll be over. Or disconnected, but if you start taking care of the stuff, almost like it takes a while to buy a house, it's like everything's, I don't know if it's just he's going to make it difficult, but he has a real strong projection of his energy around you. Like if I was a guy, I would think that you either had children or you were connected to somebody already. And I'd be a little suspicious that you were really as single as you presented yourself because of that energy, that little boy energy that's around you. I'm surprised you don't feel it because I can tell you can feel that stuff. But I think he almost, maybe it's because you just want to eradicate him from your life that you're not paying attention to it. I don't know.
Yeah, she's in a mental stress zone right now. That's why.
Yeah, I have a little stress.
That's
in
why
my
I told her like
sure.
I was trying to catch up with her.
Yeah.
Well, what it is,
she wants
is like
it done,
I
over with.
I want it exactly. I want it done, but I don't know the steps. I have to go get the papers, and they tell me just go down to the court and get the papers, and because everything is separated already. I mean, all our accounts. We have our own separate accounts. We don't own any property together. He thinks he owns half this house. But my name's on the paperwork. And my sister today was telling me, you know, she works with a lot of people that are dying. She's a hospice nurse. She says, I don't want to be morbid, but do you have your papers in order? And you have to figure out who you're going to leave this to and that to in there. Because right now he's the beneficiary to everything. But I don't want that to happen. I want to move it into my family.
Well,
so
you
gonna,
can do that.
You can
yeah,
do that.
I'm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going
start
to plan
doing,
on doing
that.
That this week.
Please start doing all those things. Contact your insurance company if you have insurance through your job. whatever it is. You're living will. You know,
yeah.
Get that. Start putting that. One thing you will find is that will help move you through the process.
Okay. I'm self-employed, I'm not paying taxes with him anymore, and we sold a property. I sold a house 2 years ago, and all that's now half is his and half is mine, so that's all history. So I'm going to do the bank thing this week and talk to them and then start changing all my funds and my beneficiaries and things like that, to my family, to my sister and all my nieces and nephews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'll have the release. Those steps will start releasing me.
Yes, it really will.
Yeah.
Because you have to release yourself from him.
Yeah, I know. And the way he talks to me, it's weird. It's just weird. You know, you should do this and you should do that. And I was like, he's the father to me. But I don't want that father because he's not like that. That's not what I want in a marriage. And I've been with him for like 26 years, see?
Oh, yeah. No wonder.
And I've never... I'm not a liar and a thief and I don't do anything like that. And as far as I know, he's never done anything like that to me. And we're very even with one another. We're very honest with each other, and we've always been fair. We've never had any anger or upsets, except this past year. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. You do it. You want a problem? Go for it. I'm not involved with that anymore. So
okay, well, as soon as you start, you know, doing this paperwork and de-seeing all of that connection, it's going to be easier for you to make that break. You know, you don't want to have all your paperwork done after you file for your divorce.
Right.
That would probably cause you more problems.
Okay. All right, so that's a good step. So. Yeah, because last week I went to the bank, and she says, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know. She says, well, come next week, and we'll have a triangle here, the threesome, and we'll discuss all this stuff with you so you know how to put it all together. So that's what I need to do. That's the next step. Okay.
Eileen, I don't mean to cut you short. It's 3 minutes, and the show's going to go off the air. So I thank you for calling, and I hope Brenda and I were able to help you and give you some guidance there.
Yeah.
And hope that everything works out for the best for you.
Yeah.
And well, it always does.
Yeah, call back when you've gotten a little bit more done, okay?
Okay, Brenda, thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
I want to apologize to area code 386-610-404 and 337 that we were unable to get to you today. Please call in next Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for psychic readings. I do appreciate all the callers that called in today, as well as the people that were in the chat room with our moderator, Miss Nina. So I'm going to try and do a quick before the show goes off the air. Tomorrow is L&B Empowerment at 7 p.m. Nina or Brenda, you want to say a quick little thing about that? Tomorrow's show? Okay,
hello?
Well, then Tuesday's show is
What? Sorry, dogs. Okay, so tomorrow is how social networking affects your empowerment. You know, are you giving your power away by the things that you post or you put through, or is it helping your empowerment? We'll discuss that
tomorrow.
Okay,
Brenda, we got to do this fast. We have only a minute and a half left. Okay, Lennis, Tuesday, BYO Brilliance.
Empowering your life with color.
All right, Wednesday. In the studio with Lennis.
Yes, there it goes.
And your topic, Lennis?
I don't know. It's just going to be hot topics.
All right, Thursday is Filmcology with Brenda. Friday is In the Studio with Lennis. And Saturday, Time to Love. Stay tuned and look up the times, folks. Thank you for calling in, and have a great week.
Have a great week, folks. And remember, if you want an in-depth reading with Lennis, to go to theessenceofsuccess.com. And click on intuitive reading. Otherwise, also look at all the shows that come on during the week from Sunday to Saturday. And we thank you, everybody, for joining us today. And with that, I'm going to say good night, Nina. Good night, Brenda. Good night, Lennis.
Good night, Brenda.